Now this morning we look at the message of simplicity from the Hajj sermon, the Hajj khutbah. 10 years after the Hijrah from Mecca to Medina, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed this Hajj, which came to be known as Hajjatul Wada or Wida, the farewell Hajj. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to those who were there present, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, learn how to perform Hajj, as after this year I may not perform it. And as this used the word spread, people from Medina and nearby areas started assembling there to accompany the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in his message to humanity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized the highest moral values. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced, there is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab. No black man is superior to a red man, and no red man is superior to a black man, except through taqwa or fear of Allah. The most noble among you are those who are the most Allah conscious. And in those final words of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is the underlining message that there is no place for racism in Islam. However, we should not forget the subtle indication on simplicity in this statement, and that we need to look at the statement from various angles. There's a reminder that irrespective of the clothes you wear or the house you live in the eyes of Allah, it is only taqwa that holds weight. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a very simple person and spent all his life in simplicity. He was very informal in his habits. He ate whatever he was given. He wore very thick and coarse clothes. Even when he was the ruler, he sat on the floor without any hesitation. When he was alone or in the company of other people, he ate bread made from coarse flour and even spent days on mere dates. He wore simple clothes and did not display or show. He was by nature simple and liked simplicity and informality in everything. Ubaidullah bin Muhsin, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. If any of you is secure in mind in the morning, healthy in the body and has food for the day, it is as though the whole world has been brought into his possession. From this, we understand that along with encouraging simplicity, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also encouraged the Sahaba and for us as the Ummah to be contented and happy with a simple lifestyle, to recognize the bounties of Allah and the favors of Allah that Allah has blessed upon every one of us. In the 9th year after Hijrah, when the Islamic State had extended to Yemen and Syria, its ruler at that time, which was undoubtedly Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, had only one bed and had one dry bag of skin. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala reported that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he had nothing in the home except some barley. Once Umar radiallahu anhu entered Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's home and noticed the state of the furniture in the home, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had only one sheet of cloth around to cover his lower part of his body. There was a simple bed, one pillow filled with nut fiber. On one side of the room was some barley, and one corner near his feet was an animal skin, and there was some water bag skin hanging inside his bed. Now Umar radiallahu anhu said this, and he seen this, and tears began to roll from the eyes of Umar radiallahu anhu. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him the reason for this, and he said, O Nabi Allah, why should I not cry? The string of the bed have left marks on your body. This is a small room with all your furniture. That is all that I can see. Caesar, the Caesar, and Kisra of Rome, the Persian Emperor and the Roman Emperor, they enjoy luxurious lives while you are living like this, O Nabi of Allah. The chosen one of Allah living like this. And when Umar radiallahu anhu said these words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's tone changed and he said, Yabna al-Khattab, that, oh, the son of Khattab, don't you like that they choose this world and we choose the year after? Don't you like that they chose this world and we chose the year after? Today we've made it a habit of picking up the most expensive furniture and other accessories for our homes. We are reminded that if there is luxury or if there is a need to purchase something, then we should avoid extravagance. Don't choose the most expensive thing simply to impress people. Purchase what is needed within your budget. Avoid that which is not needed, and avoid things that are purchased simply to make an impression on others or to have people talking about it. Do what you like, purchase what you like within reasonable means. And that is what we need to avoid. We need to adopt. As we said, there's no clear definition as to what is extravagance, but it's for us to apply within our own context and to realize what is needed and what we can do without.